And yet he knew what it was to love his Lord with all his heart and soul, and it impacted his life to the point that God commends him as the most righteous man. And then everything went south in his life. His children, his family all went over to have dinner at one of the son's houses, and Sabaeans came and raided the place and slaughtered his entire family, all of his children. And then it went from there to his crops and his animals and then his own physical health, and he got these terrible boils all over him. I mean, talk about disaster, one disaster after another. And the question, of course, that arises in your mind is, if this was what happens to the most righteous man in the world, what does blessing mean? If being righteous is supposed to produce blessing, how does this work? But anyway, Job is in a dire situation. The only person left in his life, in immediate family, is his wife, and she's frankly a pain. She says to him, curse God and die, which is pretty terrible advice. His friends, of course, know about this horrifying disaster, and so they come to comfort him, and his friends sit for 7 days and never say anything. They were dead silent for 7 days. It took them 7 days of just flat-out mourning in silence to reach a point where they thought they could say anything. That's how profound the suffering was. All they could do was just agonize with him. And at the end of 7 days, they gave speeches. Now, during those 7 days, they were infinitely wise because they said nothing stupid. As soon as they opened their mouth, all wisdom left. And they gave these ridiculous speeches. And the bottom line was, well, this is evidence that you are a sinful man. This is proof positive, Job, that there's something really rotten in your life, and obviously we don't know about it. Now remember, none of them knew about the conversation that God was having with Satan that brought it about. None of them knew God's assessment of Job, because that was in the secret councils of heaven. So they gave the standard deal that most people give. If you're having that kind of problem in life, you must be a bad person. And so they give their silly speeches. And Job listens to them dutifully. And then he answers them in the 31st chapter of Job. By doing a little bit of inventory, he says, well, I made a covenant with my eyes, so I haven't been gazing at virgins. If I have walked with falsehood,